mumtomillionaire.com. Excel in business and life. Be a go getter.
Hey, you beautiful lady. Avina V here, online entrepreneur, and here to help you to become more confident and creative on YouTube. As you know as well, I'm the founder of Mum to Millionaire. I've got to say this straight up. I have been crap. I have been rubbish. One of my major flaws this year has been it's ridiculous. I've been so inconsistent with the podcast, with my two YouTube channels, with updating my Instagram daily, there's just so much stuff that I have been so inconsistent with. It makes me feel sick. The only thing I think I have been consistent with is getting on Periscope. So if you're not following me on Periscope already, make sure you are. Just search for my name, Official Vina V, V-E-E-N-A space V, so Official Vina V, and I'm on Periscope every day, like literally every day, giving you YouTube tips, how you can build your brand using video, using YouTube, and I also talk a lot about being a mumpreneur. And you basically get, like, you listen to the podcast. This might be your first time listening, so a massive hello to you. You might have been listening to the podcast for just over a year now, but you never get a proper insight into my life and what is going on a daily basis, how I'm building my businesses and what the hell I'm doing. So yeah, if you want a real insight, follow me on Periscope and you can see what's going on. And also the good thing about Periscope is you can talk to me. With a podcast, you're just listening to my voice. You're listening to all the amazing mums that I have on the show, but you're not getting that interaction. So if you want instant interaction from me and other people I interview, make sure you follow me on Periscope. Right. So I've told you what my problem is. Inconsistency. And I'm going to start being consistent. And we all need to do this, okay? And I know life gets in the way. I know it's so difficult, trust me. Being a single mum, being a mum in general, we are just doing so much stuff. And other people who don't have children do not realise this, okay? This is why I'm so passionate about us mums sticking together, helping each other, supporting each other. We know what it's like, so we need to be lifting each other up, okay? So, yeah, my inconsistency problem, I am now solving it. That's why I'm doing my podcast today. I've just uploaded a new video to my YouTube channel, YT Club with Vina V, and I'm just getting on it now because I've had enough. The only way I'm going to be building my brand, a strong empire, is for me to be consistent. And I really hope whatever problems, whatever challenges you've got in your life and business right now, you sort it out, because you can do it. It might take us a bit longer to sort things out, but we really can do it. And seriously, like, if you're having any problems at all, just reach out to me on Facebook, email me, go on the blog. You can just so many ways you can contact me, but I would just love to hear from you. Right. Okay, let's get back into what this podcast episode's about. It is, you're following my journey today of my tripod. So if you don't know, I am the founder of YT Club. That is a high quality, I love it so much. It's a tripod and phone holder. It fits any phone and it just helps you make the most fantastic videos on Periscope, YouTube. If you've got into Facebook Live, you can take great pictures with it. The legs bend around trees. You can put them on the like on a chair. There's just so much you can do with these tripods. So my product was nominated and then it became a finalist for Product of the Year at the Networking Mummies Business Awards 2016. I still can't believe I was a finalist. I think out of over 600 nominees, I was, in my category, there was four finalists. I was one of them. Yeah. And it's just weird. Like, I can't believe I was a finalist because I've only released this product a couple of months ago. I'm still finding my feet. Like, I really, sometimes I'm like, I need to market my tripods. So yeah, I've got a lot of work to do. But yeah, This is my journey of what happened on the day. I went over to my cousin's house in North London and we drove to Birmingham for the Networking Mummies Business Awards. I caught up with the founder of the awards. I spoke to some other mums. So if you want some inspiration from other business mums, I've got some tips from them coming up in this episode as well. And also, keep listening because you're going to find out if I won Product of the Year at these awards. So I'm not going to tell you now if I won or not. Keep listening. And also, if you want to watch this, so if you're like, oh, I would actually quite like to watch Vina, and I did something really, I don't know if brave's the right word, but I basically live streamed finding out if I won the award or not. So if you want to see my reaction to if I won or not and see what exactly happened at the award ceremony, I will put the video over on the blog, mumtomillionaire.com/episode43. So get on over to the blog, watch the video. But here you go. This is what happened on my mumpreneur journey to Birmingham. Okay, right now we're in the car. We've been in the car for about an hour and a bit now. Drove up from North London. My amazing little cousin's driving us. So where are we on our way to?
Leamington Spa.
Yay! We're on our way to Leamington Spa. We've got another about half an hour left to get there. I don't know why this happens, but we're going to be rushing because it's 5 o'clock at the moment. We're going to get to Leamington in the next 30 minutes, and then we have less than an hour to get my hair and makeup done, and then we need to get back in the car and zoom off to Birmingham. We need to be at the awards for 7 o'clock. So we're cutting it very, very fine, but hopefully we'll make it. And yeah, you're going to meet Nim in a minute, as soon as we get there. She is an amazing business mum. She's got 3 beautiful children, an amazing husband. Yeah, we're going to find out more about her as soon as we get to Leamington Spa. We'll do a mini interview with her, I think. And she's already been featured on the Mum to Millionaire podcast. I will link that over on the blog, mumtomillionaire.com/episode43. Okay, so we're at Nim's house now. We finally arrived here, but we're in a massive rush now. We have to like run to the award ceremony. We've got, what is it? I think 20 minutes to get there. It takes about 40 minutes. But we are here with Nim. Nim, I look amazing, all because of you. Just quickly introduce yourself to the listeners. And I'm so sorry, like we're in a rush, but this is real time. So we want to show you the mumpreneur journey today. So Nim.
Hi, I'm Nim. I'm from Leamington Spa. Where shall I start? Makeup artist, mum of 3. We also own an estate planning company doing wills and probate tax planning. I also run networking events for Asian business women called Bindis in Business. So follow Nim Renu on Facebook to find out all about me.
She is amazing. She's got 3 beautiful children. There's one here now. They're so cute.
Oh, no.
This is a true mumpreneur at work. But what I'll do is I'm going to put a video of Nim and all the pictures, so you can see the transformation of me looking like rubbish to looking so glam. So that's going to be on the website. But we're off Nim now. Thank you so much.
No, it's been lovely having
and
you.
And we'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Hello. Oh, my God. We are finally here at the Network Mums Business Awards 2016. My cousin's looking at me really strangely because I've just taken out my massive, like, it's not massive, it's my podcasting equipment. It's a microphone and I'm just speaking in it. Like, can you hear? Like, it's such a great atmosphere here. A massive congratulations to Stacey and Laura. Like, this is such a great event. We've just had our main course. We were so late coming here. Are you filming me? My cousin's randomly taking pictures of me. Hey? I'm coming to you in a minute. There's other mums looking at me like, what is she doing? So hold on. We just had our dinner. I'm going to talk to Sydney now. Sydney, this is a podcast.
Oh, okay. Hello.
So this is going to... Oh my God. I need to introduce you to Sydney. So Sydney nominated me for Product of the Year at these awards. So this is her. Hello.
Hello.
Tell us who you are, Sydney.
I'm Sydney. I have a son who's 3. I'm going to be 23 this month, and I run the Networking Mummies branch for Bournemouth.
It's amazing. Do you know what? I'm having such a great time here. Are you as well?
Yes, I'm loving it. I'm so glad you're all here.
I need to say thank you so much to Sydney, because if Sydney did not nominate me, I wouldn't be here. And because the YT Club tripods are like a few months old, so it's ridiculous. So a massive thank you to Sydney. And now Sydney can say she's on the Mum to Millionaire podcast. She's putting her hands in the air like whoop, 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 whoop.
My dream so, come true.
No, but I need to say massive thanks to Sydney, because she's always promoting the Mum to Millionaire podcast as well, and you are amazing. So keep doing what you're doing. What do you have any tips to mums? Because a lot of people are scared to start their own business. Like, what would you say to them?
I think you just need to go for it. I know everyone says that, but you just need to create a really supportive network around you. Try and speak to people who are doing the same thing that you want to do, and just go for it. And, you know, you're only going to learn through making mistakes. And if you don't start somewhere, you'll never know. And I'm the type of person that says, you know, I'd rather make mistakes and think, oh well, rather than what if. So, yeah, I just think you just need to go for it and just create a really solid network of people around you who are like-minded people, and they're all go-getters like Vina. And
be a go-getter.
Exactly. So, yeah, just create a supportive network around you and just go for it.
Oh, do you know what, Sydney, you're freaking awesome. I love you so much. Let's talk to Leanne.
Liana,
oh my God, Liana. Why is she just... Liana's just pointing a camera at me but not responding. I'm going to move around the table to... Actually, I can't get to Liana. Let me move around the table. I'm moving. So, Liana, I've just met you today.
Yeah.
You're born and bred in Birmingham, are you?
No, I'm from Birmingham originally, but yeah, I left many years ago.
And tell us more about you and your business. What do you do?
Okay, so...
I've just realised, I've just sat next to Liana. Liana doesn't actually know what I'm doing. Liana, this is an interview for the Mum to Millionaire podcast.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'm so interested to find out more about you tonight. I'm really looking forward to meeting you. And obviously, Sydney suggested I followed you on Periscope, because I do use Periscope. Yeah. But I'm definitely looking forward to catching up with you after this, so we can get to learn more about each other. And what
See, the power of social media.
Yeah, social media and networking. And that's what I always promote. You've got to network people, so you can obviously, you know, get to learn what people do, because you never know who they can recommend you to and you for them.
But, yeah. Exactly. So what do you do? Okay. I'm so interested.
Well, by trade, I'm a hair and beauty therapist, which I've still got my hand in. And my profession is actually telecoms. I used to work in mobile telecoms. And since I had a little boy, I left the corporate world and I went and started working for myself. And I now work in network marketing. And what that's actually done for me now is I'm also a student again. At 31 years old, I'm a student.
That is, do you know what, you never stop learning though.
No, you don't.
So that's really good you've done that.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. And I think, you know, through different stages of your life, things are more relevant. And I've always wanted to do the course that I'm doing now, which is NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, for anyone who's never heard of it. And now it just feels right for me. And actually, it really is because I'm an Aries. I hate being told what to do, for a start. So working for people has always been something that, you know, obviously I liked it, it served its purpose, but I've always had that burning desire and feeling that I need to work in for myself, because I'm a free spirit, I like to do what I like to do, and I go after what I want. And
I love this. This is like motivation right here.
Well, that's the thing. I just think like more people need to kind of be true to who they are. And if I'd have gone back to, for example, like before I had my little boy, when I was in the office, I was very much career woman. I was climbing the corporate ladder. You know, I got to a very respectable level. I was very comfortable. Never had to worry about what I was spending. I earned like great money. And, you know, I've really enjoyed it. So when I was at telecoms, I was like, right, I'm pregnant now. And everyone's like, are you coming back? I was like, absolutely, I'm coming back. So I'm going to have this baby. The baby's going to go wherever it goes, because I was never maternal. I mean, I love my niece and nephews and that sort of stuff. But I was very much one of these people. I went to a party. I was like, do not pass that baby to me. I'm not interested at all. But I was like that. And then I like fell pregnant, and even then I wasn't maternal. I was just like carrying the baby and all that sort of stuff. And then when I got later in my pregnancy, I started to like bond. And then when I had the baby, I was like, okay, actually, it's quite sweet. I like this little person that I've just given birth to. And then I was like, actually, I don't want to leave this person. I want to be around for him, and I want him to have the best of the best. And basically, the flip side of what I had growing up, as anyone would want for their children. So suddenly, I was like, the corporate world is no longer for me, because I'd never get to see my son. And that just wasn't acceptable for me. I want it, because like I say, my eyes have been opened to what's important in life. He really grounded me and he calmed me down. So I was like, do you know what? I am actually going to start working for myself. So I actually set up a little craft business. And when I set that business up, because I'm very creative anyway, I was at an event and this girl next to me was talking about this business that she had. And she was like quite full on about it. And I remember thinking, she's a bit too full on for me. I've just like started my business. And what she was telling me went straight over my head. Little did I know, just a few weeks later, the same business, like the company that she was representing, my friend was also representing. And she popped up on Facebook and she was talking about a product that really worked for a skin condition that my son had. So I was like, I'm up for trying that. I'm a beauty therapist by trade. I know that this product will work. And I was like, why didn't I think about that before? Because I know that specific ingredient, being aloe, is very good for the skin. So I was like, yeah, I want to try it. I can't wait. Of course it worked. And then I actually thought her business was hers, that she literally built it from the ground. I was like, wow, she's done so well from school. I was like, okay, yeah, tell me more. And then little did I know that there was actually a whole new industry that was so my personality out there that I'd never even heard of. And then I realised that it was the same industry that that woman was trying to tell me about at the event. But of course, everything's about timing. Things will happen when it's meant to.
I so believe it. Like, yeah. Timing is literally everything. But also in yourself, like putting the dots together.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can just kind of drift off in life, yeah, and not realise what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
How you're supposed to be helping other people.
Yeah.
So that's good for you as well, that you're like, hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Like, I can do this as well.
Exactly. And I really think that, you know, we all do have like a true calling, like deep inside we all really know what we want to do, but sometimes people get lost along the way and they get sucked into the norm, and then they get like kind of brainwashed of thinking that, you know, you've got to do this because this is what society says you've got to do. And they really look up to those people who, like, for example, I find successful people just people who were brave enough to go out and ask what they want, and in my eyes all they've done is set the bar. And there's no reason why we can't go out there and raise that bar. I think it's such a shame when people see successful people and then look at themselves and say, that's never going to be me. And all I'm trying to do is encourage people to believe in themselves more, go after what they want. And also, when you go after what you want, it really does encourage more people. It's addictive.
That is so, yeah, true. If more mums get out there and do what, yeah, they want to do, live their dreams, other mums look at that and think, hold on, if they can do it, so like, we're all normal people.
Yeah.
So if we can do it, we're at these amazing award ceremonies now. If you're listening to this, like, you can be here too.
Exactly.
It's not, you know, it's all about working together as well, like, support other mums. You just heard Sydney on the podcast. If Sydney didn't nominate, she nominated you as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So if Sydney didn't support other women and thought, I'm going to nominate them, we wouldn't be here. So it's all, yeah, about supporting us, each other, and just like, we can all be successful together.
Yeah.
Right, I'm up now. It's,
yeah,
time for me to go.
It's
my nomination now for Product of the Year. Let's see if I'm going to win. Okay, the awards are over now. Boo! I'm here now with the organiser, Stacey Calder, and also, Sydney, why are you back here again? What are you doing?
You can't get rid of me. I'm here to stay.
Sydney is a branch leader of one of the group's networking mummies. Stacey, I feel like crying looking at you, because you've done such an amazing event. You and Laura have put together such a fabulous event. I know it took you about 9 months, didn't it, to put this whole thing together. Tell us more about the planning stages of putting, and her face is like, God damn it.
So we start around September every year, where we look for venues, start planning it, start getting the theme in place, all that sort of stuff. And then in January the 1st, when everyone else is, you know, celebrating and everything else for New Year's Day, we open up the nominations. They go live till Valentine's Day on February the 14th. We close the nominations. They then get whittled down to finalists. finalists then go off to the judges, and I'm so pleased to say I don't pick the winners because I couldn't do it.
Oh gosh, I really couldn't.
So we're really thankful to our judging panel that they, you know, they've got a tough job every year.
I was going to say, Stacey, you don't pick me to win, but it's not your fault, so...
Not my fault.
It's going to be a bit awkward, I thought.
No, don't, because it makes me feel really bad. I just had someone say now, oh, we didn't win, and then we're going to form a losing party. And I was like, there really is...
No.
I said, there really is no losers.
No,
because
not
from,
at all.
From 600 nominations, yeah, you know, the people that are in the room now, there's just under 140... You've all done fantastically.
And what I love about these events is such an amazing atmosphere as well. Like, one minute everyone's cheering like, yeah, and then the next minute it's like I cried at these events because there's just so many emotions in the speeches. I mean, for you as the organiser, are you really emotionally involved in it as well?
Yeah, we are. I mean, it does take a lot of hard work, and it is kind of like our little baby. And you know, me and Laura have been friends since we were four.
That is so cute.
It is cute. We went to school together. We've grown up together. We've had, you know, our children are friends. It really is brilliant. But we are brutally honest with each other as well, and it does make us a bit of a married couple.
I think you need that, because a lot of friends are so like, oh, you look great, or oh, you're doing this fab, and it's like, well, I need your honest feedback. Like, how am I going to grow as a business person if you're not honest with me? You know.
That's why she makes a fantastic brunch leader. Because
that's why she's amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, the planning, I'm sure Sydney will tell you from our leaders forum, there's posts going in there every day for weeks. You know, we're always asking branch leaders for ideas, things. It's not just us that put in the hard work. There's such a big team behind it.
What is the hardest thing about putting together an event, an award ceremony? Because for us as a guest, I've come here, it seems quite, you know, you take it for granted. I think you come to an award, you sit down, you have a lovely dinner, you know, meet amazing people, and then we go home. But for you guys, what is the actual hardest thing?
I'll tell you what it is, actually, and I wouldn't have known the question to this if you'd have asked me yesterday, but Natasha, our overall sponsor from 4RCM, she actually tweeted, it was either today or yesterday, I don't actually know how you're going to top last year, it was amazing. So that put a lot of pressure. Yes. She didn't mean to, but I was thinking, oh my God, so how are we going to do this? Is she going to be happy that we've done it? And I was at the reception bit earlier drinking the Fizz, and she walked over to me and she just literally went, yes, yes, yes. And I said, what?
Good
she thing. Said, you've done it. It's awesome. I won't swear, but she did. But she was just so excited to see the room, and it makes it all worthwhile then. So for me, the hardest thing is I don't know what we're going to do next year to make it even better.
Yeah.
I think I might retire, actually, and pass it on to one of the leaders, Sydney, because I actually don't know how we're going to top this year. The room looked fantastic.
The guests looked
amazing. The atmosphere, it's down to you guys. It really is. We can't bring that. We can just bring, you know, the frocks, the prosecco, the music.
Get alcohol down, everyone.
Bring. Yeah. You guys bring the cheer, the laughter, the warmth, the emotion, everything.
Well, here's to another successful year of networking mummies. Okay, we are in the car now. It's like 1:30 in the morning. We are driving back from Birmingham to London. It's really weird, actually. I'm not tired at all. Like, usually I'd be in bed at this time, completely knackered. But I think I'm just buzzing from the event and meeting so many amazing business mums. Like, a massive well done to Stacey and Laura. They just put on a fantastic event. I'm not going to talk for too long right now because we are literally in the car. But I want to ask my cousin, like, what was your favourite part of the evening?
For me personally, it was listening to all these mums and experiences, and the way that their stories pushed them to just go out there and do better for themselves and their kids, really, and help every mum out there, and single mum, and just females in general.
Oh, that's so lovely. And do you know what? It's so amazing because us mums support each other. But my cousin, like, he's a young guy, and even that's like inspired him, like seeing other mums talking. So it's just truly inspirational. If you want to do something in your life, like, seriously, do it. Yeah, just do it. But I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, give you more of a recap of what happened. But for now, goodbye. I really hope you enjoyed this different kind of podcast today. It's like you were there with me. You were there with me going to Birmingham, getting my makeup done and at the awards ceremony. Thank you so much, as always, for listening to the Mum to Millionaire podcast. I promise I'm going to get back to my weekly schedule. Like, I'm on this now. It is my mission to help as many mums as I possibly can. I've got some big plans for Mum to Millionaire, so please stick there with me. Oh my God, why am I nearly starting to cry? I don't know. I don't know why I do this, seriously. But yes, I always say this, and I sound like a fool sometimes, but I'm there for you, like, 100%. Like, it is difficult being a parent. Like, I think a lot of us don't like to admit it, but it is difficult running a business full stop, looking after children full stop. And all of us were mixing all of that together. So I have so much respect for you. Keep going, please. If someone like me can keep going, like, so can you. You really can. If you have not subscribed yet to this podcast on iTunes, it would mean the world. I really want to get this podcast into the business charts. There's so many amazing podcasts in the charts, but they're all, you know, just for entrepreneurs. And I just really, it's my mission to give you realistic business advice tailored especially for mums. So if you have not subscribed to this podcast yet, please do. You just go onto iTunes, subscribe, and please leave a review while you're there. It just makes such a difference. And if you've never shared the Mum to Millionaire podcast before, please tweet me at Mum2Million. Please, yeah, just let me know you're listening, because I would love to know that you're there. Otherwise, I'm just talking to myself. So please just give me some kind of sign that you are listening to this. It will just take you, 30 seconds. I'd really appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. And remember, take action today, not tomorrow. If there is something you want to do in your life, just do it, okay? You can do it. So quickly, before you go and before I go, I've just realised I didn't actually tell you if I won or not. I think you probably gathered that I didn't win, because when I was interviewing the founder of the awards, I was like, oh, you didn't pick me. I unfortunately didn't win the award, but it was really expected, because, like I said, I just launched Whitey Club literally a few months ago. So it was more than a surprise and a shock when I actually became a finalist. I was like, how am I a finalist for Product of the Year when I've just launched a product? So that was a massive shock. I was just so honored to be there in the first place. What a great event. It was truly inspirational to be there. And yeah, I did, please, like, I really want you to go over to the blog. If you've never been on the Mum to Millionaire blog before, please go, because I've done a video. So not only are you listening to the podcast, I actually documented my journey through the form of YouTube video. So please go and watch that, mumtomillionaire.com/episode43. I am just so grateful that I got to go to the awards. I didn't win, but it's really inspired me to keep on going. And I know what I've got is a really good product, and I can just, you know, when you can just feel something within yourself, I have got a hell of a long way to go, a hell of a long way to go. But I know this is just the start. And YT Club, my other brand that I'm developing at the moment, what I was a finalist for at these awards, I know this is going to be big, because I can see a gap in the market for high quality phone accessories. More and more people now, and I'm going to do a little rant to you right now. Most of you will be running your own business, or maybe you want to start your own business. You need to get onto YouTube. You need to get making videos for your business. Video is fantastic in marketing your product. So you need to take serious note. And again, I'm here to help you. I do one-to-one YouTube coaching. I have lots of free content as well up on YouTube, on my YouTube channels. And I also have a YouTube course. So make sure you listen to my next podcast. I'll be giving you a special discount code where you can access my YouTube course that takes you through the whole process from setting up your YouTube channel, optimizing your channel. I talk about SEO for videos, how you can rank number one on YouTube, content ideas, the easiest way to film your videos. It's literally a course for you to get you started, up and running, get you confident, and get your business on YouTube. I'm not going to go on loads right now, but video is so powerful. Like, you don't understand. I'm on Periscope every day. I talk about my YT Club tripods a lot. I have sold my tripods in Germany through just doing my Periscope videos. So if someone like me can do it, and I'm showing you that, I'm not just telling you, I'm showing you and telling you that video is so powerful. So yeah, any questions, if you want me to coach you with using YouTube and video, I am here. Just send me an email. But yeah, the best place is probably to go over to the blog right now and watch what happened and just get in contact with me, mumtomillionaire.com/episode 43.
mumtomillionaire.com. Excel in business and life. Be a go-getter.